but let's start fresh, is if you weren't in a relationship, so that we can then see what you want to bring to the current relationship, what you want to shape it into, and or if you're not in a relationship, what you want to attract to your life. Here's how you do it. It's a very simple process, and I've done this literally with hundreds of thousands of people around the world of the last 20-plus years, and I can tell you the stories that people have shared with me are magical, because after people do this exercise, they'll come back and tell me literally, a week later, I found this person. A month later, I found this person. My whole life, I've been saying, you know, I want somebody special in my life that really can last, and I've never been able to find the right person. I did this exercise, and it happened. And the reason is clarity is power. The more clear you are on precisely what it is you want, the easier it is to attract. That's like the example I always give. You know, you buy a certain outfit or car, and boom, you see that car outfit everywhere after you buy it, right? Because the part of your brain is looking for anything that relates to that which you know is most important to you. But if you never stop and figure out what's most important, then you get whatever shows up, and you don't want to fall into that trap. So what are we going to do? What you're going to do in a few moments is you're going to turn the tape off, the CD off, and you're going to do the following. You're going to take out your Get the Edge journal, and you're going to say, whether I'm in a relationship or not, I'm going to describe the ultimate relationship, not based on what I'm willing to settle for, just what do I really want? I want you to describe this person in as much detail as you can. What would they be like emotionally? Like, be a happy person, playful, humorous, fun, passionate, sexy. What would they be like? What would it be like spiritually, you know, connected to God, you know, walking where they feel connected to other people, seeing God in others? I don't know. What's your description of your ideal person? What are they like physically? Oh, they're hot. Here's how they are. Here's how they move. Here's the smile they have. Here's how they connect with me. They look me in the eyes. I don't know. Describe it in as much detail as possible. They're career-oriented. They're mission-driven. I don't know. Everything you can think of, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, everything about it, successful, unsuccessful, whatever you want. But when you describe it all, now what happens to a lot of people, they go, oh, I don't know what I want. If I knew what I wanted, I'd already have them. No, with that tone of voice, you'd have a hard time attracting anyone because you don't have the spirit of you alive because you're not passionate, excited. You're kind of like, oh, well, this is kind of what I want. I want to get you in a passionate place where you're like a little kid and you're making your list for Santa and you know it's going to be delivered on. That kind of optimism, that kind of belief, not the, yeah, I'll do this exercise, but I know it doesn't matter. It does matter. Because when you get clear, your brain creates a whole shift. And this brain of yours is like a servo mechanism in a missile. Once it knows exactly what it wants, if the target moves, it'll chase it. It'll find it. But you got to get clear. And most people are clear about what they don't want. Well, I don't want another man who can't commit. I don't want another woman who's going to come back and dump her emotional baggage on me. Every woman I meet's got emotional baggage. How come I can't get a woman with a little small amount of emotional baggage instead of one of those big Jed Clampett moving to Beverly Hills truck full of emotional baggage? These things you're focused on what you don't want do not help you because then you attract even more to the table. So you got to be clear what you do want. In fact, here's what I tell some people. Say, well, I don't know what I want. Here's what I tell them. Describe the mate from hell. Write down with all the passion you have the kind of person you couldn't stand being with. And if you prefer, start out this way. It's easy. You find that people have no difficulty coming up with what they hate because they have lots of references for these things. So what are some of the things you hate? What are the things you can't stand? Well, describe that person. They'd burp all the time in public, or maybe worse. You know, they wouldn't care about you. They'd never come home. They'd stay drunk out all night. They have a big fat beer belly. I don't know. Describe what it is. Their idea exercise is fill the tub, pull the plug, and fight the current. I don't know. Just get somebody. Describe them in every detail, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, what you can't stand, career orientation, everything. Because when you're done, you'll have a lot of energy. It's amazing how negativity can create energy. If you're smart, you can then reverse it because once you're done, you can write the opposite of all that and you have the mate from heaven. But what I want you to do first, right now, is I want you to describe as much detail as you can, just one thing after another, write as fast as you can, the ideal person you'd want in an intimate relationship. Describe everything about them. Take yourself 3, 4, 5 minutes and then come back and I'll give you the next secret. Go ahead and do it now. If you're still listening, I'm not going to tell the secret. You have to go do this little exercise. If in your car, you can do it in your head. You can still do it. Stop the tape. Stop the CD now. And come back to me when you're done. All right. So what did you come up with? First of all, if you really did this, it probably took you more than 5 minutes, didn't it? Because there's so much to think about here that's so important to you in a relationship. And unless you get it down on paper, it's rolling through your head. And what happens when it's in your head is you remember two or three things and you forget three or four others. And then you bump into somebody and they meet some of the things you really love, or you feel a physical attraction or a sexual attraction or a love. And then immediately you don't think about, is this the kind of love or attraction that can have a lasting impact because we have enough in alignment? Is this person meet my most important criteria? Now, probably no human's going to meet everything on your list perfectly, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe your list is not that long. Maybe it's possible. But if you have 279 items on your list, it may be difficult to meet all those simultaneously. So the first thing you've got to do is say, which of these are your musts? Because many of these are shoulds, right? I mean, you'd really like them, but they're not have-tos. They're not things you can't live without. So it's very, very important to define which ones are the musts and to be very, very specific here. So I'd like you to just take a quick moment. This will take you no time at all. Stop this program for a moment and just asterisk those items that you can't live without. And in a relationship, if these aren't there, there is no lasting relationship. Take a moment and do that right now and come right back to me. Here we go. Okay, so now you know your musts. Now, I don't know what your original list was. Let's go back to my guinea pigs and give you some examples from them. They had things like the qualities they must have as a person with integrity. Somebody who always has integrity. Somebody who has a parallel spiritual path. Doesn't mean they have to be identical in their beliefs, but they're moving in a similar direction. Somebody who's attractive and takes pride in herself, but is not ego-driven by how they look, is this person's example. They said their test is, do they look great in jeans and a sweater? These are the kinds of criteria people have. And then next they have open-hearted. Next one is adventurous, spontaneous. The person said somebody who you could say, let's fly to San Francisco for dinner, and they go, let's do it. Not, do we have to? This is very important for this person. Another person's list were things like a sense of humor, being honorable, being active, someone who takes care of themselves, and they love that. Someone's active in the community, someone who can keep up with me, the person said. Someone who's well-read, someone who's generous, someone who's curious, someone who's open-minded, somebody who's upbeat, somebody who's quirky, bohemian-like, somebody who's kind, somebody who gives people the benefit of the doubt, somebody who's strong, somebody who's self-reliant. Another person here has a list that seems to be filled with dichotomies. They want somebody who's totally passionate, loves me and my family, but that's not the most important thing in their life. The most important thing is making a difference in the world as well. They have things like, this person is totally respects my independence and wants to be with me every moment. They have this person as somebody who's totally outrageous, but is appropriate in their behavior. This is an interesting example of why some people find conflicts within themselves. So when the people made their must list, that's where you started to see a shift. All of a sudden, the last example became somebody who loves people, my family, and life fully. Someone who's playful and passionate. Somebody who's responsible. Somebody who's strong. Somebody who respects my own strengths. And somebody who really, truly wants to be a dad and give time to being a dad. Boy, that's a really important list, because the person doesn't want to be a dad for this lady. Boy, those goals are not in common, are they? So you have to know this list, because otherwise you're going to be in trouble. Now, does this mean when you sit somebody down, you go, okay, we're on a first date, I have my list. Nope, he wasn't very playful. Nope, tonight she wasn't very well read. I'm out of here. That's why you got to know what your must list is. It's not about screening like crazy in the first second, but it's about knowing your criteria before you become hypnotized by the emotion of attraction or love. Does that make sense? You got to know. Now, let me tell you what else you have to know that's equally important. I remember doing this years and years ago, and all of a sudden, man, wham, I found the woman of my dreams. It was just the problem, she was also the woman of my nightmares, because I got all the things I wanted, but there were a couple things I didn't want that came with the package. Ever had that experience? Where those things you didn't want outweigh all the good? So in life, you got to know what you want. You also have to be absolutely clear about what you don't want, what would not work in a relationship. So right now, this will be easy. Describe your mate from hell. Write down all the things, all the qualities, descriptions of this person you absolutely would never want to be in a relationship with. And when you're done with the list, asterisk the must, because there's lots of things you don't want, but you could deal with, get around, you know, learn from, help them, whatever. But I want you to come up with the whole list, make everything you can dream about the worst possible relationship, physically, emotionally, relationship, spiritually, how they connect with people, how they communicate, how they deal with life. And then asterisk the ones that are the absolute must-nevers for you, that if they were there, they would destroy a relationship. It's only a matter of time. You got to know what you got to avoid. Write it down now. Okay, so what did you come up with? By the way, was this kind of fun to do this? Most people, when I have them do this, they start laughing when they're making this list. They start smiling. Some people cry because they go, this is the list of the person I've been with forever. Right? So I don't know where you are, but the list that came out of this group of things like dishonest, self-absorbed, unreliable, no sense of personal pride, superficial, controlling, ungrateful, couch potato, pessimistic, mean, petty, no spine, totally ugly, dishonest, stupid, sloppy. These are some examples from this group of people, but here's the most important thing. You now know what's a must for you in a relationship. What is a must for you to receive and experience on the positive side, and what's a must to avoid. And while this may seem overly simplistic, this clarity can create just huge changes in the way you filter out and attract people to your life. Because when your brain knows what it wants, as I've said so many times, you will begin to notice things you've never noticed before. When you set a goal, that part of your brain, the reticular activating system as it's known, the RAS, starts to seek out what it's looking for. But I'll tell you what's equally important. We said selection is so important. We said having a great relationship with yourself is the utmost of importance. In order to select this person, it's nice to have the list, but the only way you're going to attract them is if you do the third step, which is, I want you now to describe what kind of person would it take to attract this kind of person to your life, or to attract these qualities out of your current mate. What would you have to be like? It's easy to say, well, you don't score so high on my list, but do you deserve somebody of that nature based on how you're taking care of your mind, your body, your emotion, and your spirit? Are you being giving? Are you being petty? Because you may be actually behaving in a way that's on somebody else's must-never list and not even realizing it because you're caught up with the frustrations of your day-to-day work or challenges or life or past relationships. The worst thing that ever happens when you meet somebody is they start talking about all their past relationships and all the pain and terrible things they've gone on, because as they go back into that history, as they go back into that past, they experience it again in your presence. And pretty soon you start saying, this person is not open to a new relationship. Here's the way to clear it up. Put your focus on who you need to become. And if you focus on that, you'll attract who you want. So I want you to stop the tape one more time. This is a workshop, as I told you. This is not just me entertaining you now. Now it's time, when you hear things that make some sense, to take action. Because remember, if you're going to get the edge, the way you get the edge is not by learning more. If you let your learning lead to knowledge, you become a fool. Your learning has to lead to action. That's how you get results. That's how you create an extraordinary quality of life. That is the edge. So even though I've had you do a lot on this tape, this is so important. Stop it now. If you're in your car, just think it through, and you can write it down later. Or pull over, for God's sakes. It's your life. It's a relationship. Nothing's more important. You can pull over and let the traffic go by. Come on now, do this. Write down now a paragraph. What kind of person would it take to attract all that you want in a mate, or to attract those characteristics out of the mate you already have? And if you say nothing, say, well, let's pretend it would. What would you have to be like? Describe the values, the character traits, the way you'd have to conduct yourself, what you'd do with your body, to be the kind of person that would deserve the person you just described. Go for it now. Okay. So if there's any lesson from this, it's you need to be the person you want to find. Let me say that again. You need to become the kind of person you want to find. Like attracts like. Water seeks its own level. There's nothing worse than a below-average person trying to attract to the life an above-average human being when it comes to love or commitment or growth. You're just not going to have something like that stay in your life. You might be able to attract them. Again, a lot of times you can obtain what you're after, but you're not going to sustain it unless the two of you are at a similar level. It doesn't mean the other person's right or wrong, or you're better or worse. It just means it's different. And so you want to make sure that you meet their needs. Otherwise, any kind of relationship you really want will not stick around in a lasting way.